In presenting the bill, co-sponsor Republican Renee Unterman showed a picture of Imani Moss. Gwinnett County Police say the 10-year-old was murdered by her father and stepmother late last year. The State Division of Family and Children's Services has been highly criticized for not thoroughly investigating claims of child abuse.
I have seen the minority party come to this well repeatedly and talk about this broken infrastructure. And what is the majority party going to do about it? And now we're here today.
The bill would model Georgia's child welfare system after Florida's. Private organizations would bid for state contracts to provide services like foster care, adoption, and case management. DFACS would maintain authority to investigate neglect and abuse cases. Democrats like Nan Orok argue the bill wouldn't do anything to prevent deaths like Imani Moss's, since Moss died at the hands of her parents, not in foster care.
We can bemoan the fate of those children, but let's look at the Child Protective Services statistics, and I'll tell you, this bill does nothing to change these statistics.
Democratic Senator Vincent Fort likened the bill to a favor for businessman Rick Jackson. Jackson supports privatization. He also donated money to Governor Nathan Deal, who's up for re-election.
Do any of us think we'd be at this point if $54,000 had not been shelled out to the governor's campaign? I think not.
Unterman called that claim, quote, ridiculous. She said the Democratic opposition comes down to a philosophical divide over the size of government.
One side loves it, one side hates it. Well, guess what? We're back to that right here on this issue. Because you want to grow the government. We've grown the government with Obamacare. Do you want to grow the government to take care of children more?
The bill passed 31-18. It now moves to the House. Michelle Aloy, WABE News, the state capitol.